Inside the Drive at 5 on this chilly Monday afternoon. We were scheduled to have the Black Student Alliance here from Muskegon Community College. Hey, but that weather, the weather is no joke. So we got two OGs sitting here together. One is an elected official and one is a nobody. That's me. Willie German, you are the founder. You put this group together, the Black Student Alliance?
No, PA. And how you doing, Muskegon? No, this is a organization that has been resurrected. Actually, when I was a student at MCC back in 1980, I had heard about this. And from my understanding, from the history of it, it was a teacher or a counselor by the name of Vivian Weatherspoon.
I remember
and,
this
one. Yeah. And I heard she organized this. But nothing, you know, after years, no one really participated. So as a student success coach, that's what I do now. I was into technology for a while. I resurrected the Black Student Alliance. So we've been active for quite some time now. And also there's another group called the Power of Unity, a diverse group that I advise as well.
Well, so what do the Black Student Alliance, what do they do?
Well, the Black Student Alliance, okay, first of all, they're a student-led organization, excuse me, with a vibrant community focus on celebrating Black culture, promoting academic excellence, advocating for the rights and needs for Black students. The club provides a supportive space for dialogue, empowerment, and collaboration, while they foster unity and culture pride on the campus.
Wow, that's good. That's how many kids do you have right now in the program?
Right now, it's about 18 students.
18?
Yeah. And they have to be students. And what we do is teach them the parliamentary procedures of Robert Rules, how to run a meeting and organize. These students, I can't say enough. So when they get here in the studio next week, you're going to really be impressed, because there are some bright minds in this organization.
Wow. Now, you guys were out at Kareem's, right?
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, part of the club, you know, we pushed for public service and giving back to the community. And these students were out there giving their time on a holiday, serving food and doing what was ever asked of them to participate in the community. So I was really impressed and happy that they could take part in that. And they did an excellent job. And also they had the T-shirts that they designed. One of the students, I think her name is Diamond, she created the logo, the new logo for the Black Student Alliance. And it, like I said, these students are just amazing.
Wow. And that was a huge turnout at Kareem's on Thursday, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I participated as well, serving food. But, you know, sometimes we have to lead by example. You know, me being an elected official and the things I've done in my capacity, when students see someone else, you know, doing it, and they're like, okay, he's doing it. Hey, it's all right for us to do it. So taking that leadership role, I just try to set a good example for these students. And hopefully when it gets time for them to get to that goal of completion, which is graduation, we can have some avenues for them. When they're coming out, they have some jobs ready or doing some internships, something where they can just kind of walk into.
Well, the Black Student Alliance, has it been impacted by diversity and equity and inclusion?
Well, first of all, this club is open to anyone. Okay, anyone can join. The thing with this group, they focus on their mission. And like I said, it's a student-led organization that focuses on Black culture and pride, and also promoting that academic excellence. So we definitely strive on those grades, keeping your academics up. So, and like I said, get them to their goal of completion, which is graduation.
Wow. Are you taking new members right now?
Oh, yes. And the president, I'd just like to say I'm one of the advisors. My name is Willie German. I'm one of the advisors, and then my co-advisor is Sheila Cunningham. Also, we have some admission reps by the name of Justin Brownleaf, and then Jalen Smith. And these guys are amazing also. So they do a good job. They understand the culture here at the college, and they work well with students.
Well, how many Black students you think there is at MCC now?
Well, you know, I actually was just looking at some data out there, PA, and I really can't give you a number right now. Me being a student myself.
A student?
Yeah. Well, not at
You're
MCC. Well, I'm working on my doctorate now.
Oh, wow.
At Ferris State University in Education Community College Leadership. So, but I have to sometimes get the data and start to analyze it and then put this in a report and submit it to my professor. But a lot of that data out there, you have what you call an iPad, it's integrated post-secondary education data system. They can track all of the data that's out there, where it comes from students, the institutions, and they get that data, and then you can actually start to see what's what, how many students here, how many graduated by gender, race, and it's a lot of information out there.
Well, I know he wasn't scheduled to do the whole talking Muskegon. Mm-hmm. We was going to have the Black Student Alliance here, but no, the weather changes so quick.
Yep.
It was okay when we talked earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of a sudden now it seems like the clouds are on the ground right now.
It's
cold out there. The visibility is very low. So be careful if you're listening to us in your car, be careful. If you don't mind, let's talk politics, because you are former vice mayor. Mm-hmm. City of Muskegon. You've been on the commission now. How long?
Well, it's been 14 years now, PA.
Wow. And
so, yes, after this year, you know, I have two more years for my term. There are some issues that's conflict with the last proposal that passed for the term limits. So that's going to go to circuit court, and we'll see how that turns out.
So as a right now, you'll be able to serve off your term, right?
Yes. Yeah, the way it looks, because I'm already you would say grandfathered in,
right,
that wouldn't impact me. Mm-hmm. But I should be able to finish out my 2-year terms. Now, if it doesn't hold up, then I could run again if I, you know, choose to.
Okay. Wow. Was it Tuesday night? Last council meeting?
Yes.
Man, y'all were up there to like 11:30 at
yes,
night.
Yes, that was a long meeting. Yes, yes. You know, and one of the hot topics is, you know, the swap land in Muskegon, Fisherman Landing, for the 3rd Street Wharf downtown. Mm-hmm. And meeting and talking and having discussion, you know, staff at City of Muskegon has done an excellent job. Commissioners, we're, you know, trying to get as much information and get some directions and to see how we want to move forward with this. A lot of people are opposed, some are for it. So it's a really hot topic.
Yeah, I tell you this, I'm with the business side, traveling a lot. I believe that we should have more access to the beach. If this is going to get us more access to the beach, I bike down there and I see what's going on at Fisherman's Landing. A lot of people from outside the community is taking advantage of the park. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if the Black community even know that exists down there.
Some do, PA.
A small percentage.
Yes. And the thing is, you know, it's probably the only urban campground that we have here in the city of Muskegon. It's gained a lot of attention around the state and from what I hear around the nation as well. So people are coming and they decide to camp there. You have that beautiful area and they talk about where it's gated in. Yeah, it's gated in. But also, if they really wanted to look at some investments and try to enhance that campground and give more public access, but I understand the business aspect of it as well.
Yeah, it's very secure. But I like my bike. I take my car down there and park in the parking lot, and I get on the bike trail because it's close to the bike trail.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that we have to go to Grand Haven to be able to walk.
Right.
I take my grandkids down there, and we was able to walk a mile and a half off the water.
Right.
So I hope there's a way we can find a balance where you still have a campground. Maybe it's not there. Maybe it's somewhere else. But that water access, man, I feel like we're stuck in the 1960s. Like we ain't nothing
right,
moving.
Right. Well, it's a lot to be gained by that too. I mean, you have a lot of parties that, you know, want to invest. You have utilities, I would think, gas, energy. So it's a lot of big players in this game.
They want to invest into which side?
I would think, well, you have to have, you know, electricity and all of that and gas, you know, to once you start to develop those areas. And then you have people that want to live on the water as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's a beautiful
so
sight.
So long term, have you guys seen a blueprint? What would happen down there? I know I saw something a while ago, a few months ago, but what would happen to the Mark Dot? Like, how would it look? Would it look different if that deal goes through?
Well, you know, it's just been talk. I have not seen anything.
Okay.
And that's the thing that gives me pause, because we don't even know how much it's going to cost. And so
it's not going to is it going to cost the city anything or these private developers?
Well, that's going to be with the developers, I think. And but it's not going to cost us anything. It's a grant funded opportunity where the city has opportunity for getting about $2.8 million and to invest during the swap. So, and I don't want to give the wrong information or anything right. like that, but that's where I'm going to stop at.
Right.
But also, once if they do a conversion with the property down over by the Fisherman's Landing, mm-hmm. some of the things are contingent on that swap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you guys got a final vote coming when?
Well, we could be voting on it next week. Who knows? Who knows? You know,
it's a deadline there, though, right?
Well, and that's the thing I disagree with. Yes, they talk about, you know, losing the state funding or that $2.8 million, but you know, city, you know, we've done such an excellent job in our community, how we budget and what we've been doing and the momentum that's going on downtown. There'll be other grants also, but I'm just, you know, paused. Because I want to make sure this is done correct and done right.
Right. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
And it could be whatever happens is attached to your legacy.
That's true. That's
if
true.
You vote no and this thing become good.
Hey.
It's
hey,
like,
hey.
Oh, man, you voted no. Hey,
yeah.
If you vote yes and become bad.
Right. Right. So yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So whatever decision you make and hey, that's why y'all make the big money.
Hey, we don't make the big money. Trust me. Yeah.
Willie, you look good for your age because I know you over 60.
I'm 63.
63, yeah, man. Yeah, what is the secret?
Well, you know, hey, first of all, you know, I just, you know, thank God, you know, for my youth, you know, and living right and trying to do the right thing. You know, my grandmother, she just turned 101.
Woo!
Wow. Last month, and that wow. longevity, you know, I just hope it continues to, you know, trickle down. But I think, you know, just taking care of your body, just exercising and trying to eat right. And of course, you know, and, you know, I'm a believer in God. So keep my faith and things like that to try to, you know, live right and do right.
Wow. All right. Anything else you want to share? I know you came here to talk about the Black Student Alliance mm-hmm. and the kids where they wasn't able to show up. It's bad out there, family. But Willie, he was able to show up. Appreciate you coming. But anything else you want to share before we go?
Well, yeah, I'd just like to say hi to Muskegon County. You know, we're all working together. We all out for the same cause, and that's to, you know, have a good quality of life. So if we can help one another do what's right, that would be great. And I would like to say early Merry Christmas to everyone out there. And let's, you know, look to help people that's unfortunate also. So.
All right. Thank you. Inside the Drive at 5. Coming up inside the 6 o'clock hour, Ricardo Kitchen will join us live in the studio. Going back to my music. After the jam.